And let us turn in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. And it's interesting that chapter 11 of Hebrews is all about faith. And my topic today is reasonable faith. And many people today believe that those two words together do not go, that you can't have faith and be reasonable. And I believe that faith and reason are compatible friends. And the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have taken the profound things, the great things, and hidden them from the wise and revealed them unto babes. You show us so many wonderful things as we in simplicity read your word and believe it. And great, great, wonderful things happen when we take you at your word. And we're asking for some great and wonderful things to happen today. In Jesus' name, amen. Some folks, like I said, do not believe that faith is a reasonable thing. In fact, it's one person said to me that, let me read it. Since faith and reason are different systems, creationism is nothing more than sophistry. Has any creationist provided any mathematical proof which explains any physical phenomena? Creationism is relevant to the natural world. Creationism can no more account for nature than science can account for the supernatural. And I replied, I believe that faith is reasonable. And faith and reason are compatible friends, not adversaries. Let me tell you a little story. Did you know that the world is gradually slowing down? That the earth is, as it spins around and goes around, it's gradually slowing down to the rate of 1 second every 18 months. And that's an interesting fact. And I'll tell you why. Because if we reverse that, if we gave the benefit of the doubt and said it slowed down to 1 second, 1 second slower every 2 years, if we go back 72,000 years, we would find that the earth was only 14 hours long because it's going faster. As it started going like this, and now it's slowing down. So according to that calculation, going backwards, 14 hours would be our day. By the time you go back 172,800 years, this earth would be spinning at the rate of 1 second for a complete revolution. Now, according to the non-creationist, lack of faith type people, scientists or skeptics or atheists or whatever you want to call them, this all happened by chance. Now, that's supposed to be reason. There's not supposed to be any God, that this just all happened over millions and billions and billions of years. And these dinosaurs and these other things supposedly were in existence millions of years ago, and the earth's supposed to be billions of years old. But according to the calculation, if you take that back 172,800 years, it would have been impossible for anything to be on this planet at the rate of speed it was supposed to be going back then. Just a little thing to put in your mind. For by it, faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's what faith says. That's what the Bible says. That's what I have faith in. I believe that what is stated in this book is true. And I am told by skeptics and atheists that is unreasonable. But it's far more reasonable to believe in intelligent design than it is in random evolution. When you use faith, you experiment with a concept that is foreign to you until you try it. After some practice, it becomes second nature, habitual, and very rewarding. If you try it out, if you try faith on for size, one man said one time, try Jesus for 3 months, and if you don't like him, go back to the way you were. Well, if you try him for that length of time, you would never go back, because he proves himself to be real. And there are formulae in the Word of God that if you follow them through, they produce results. Now the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Now, is any of us in heaven yet? How many claim to be saved? Why is that? By faith, by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. In other words, God, the Bible says, has given to every man, atheist and everybody, a measure of faith. And what does that measure? Enough to be saved. Each one of us has the ability put in us by God to accept by faith the gospel and believe and be saved. Now, what do I mean by saved? I mean that should Jesus come today, I am heaven ready. Should I die, I believe that I will be resurrected at his appearing and I shall be with him ever. He will transform me and translate me into his kingdom forever, and then I will have eternal life. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But I know this by faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now the Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you take God's word as true and you go ahead and you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and obey him and be baptized, he will give you his Holy Spirit. Take that to the bank. If you would like to receive the Holy Spirit, it is yours for the asking. And what is that? What are you talking about, receiving the Holy Spirit? Receiving the Spirit of the Father and the Son into your heart. The Holy Comforter. Jesus said, I am going away, but I'm always going to be with you. How can you do that? Be away and be with us at all times. In the person of the Holy Spirit. If you want to have confirmation of your faith, ask him, and he will give it to you. There are so many things. James 5:14, if any man sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and have them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. And how many times, even in this last year, have we done that? Had the elders been called to somebody who was sick, and God has raised them up? One comes to mind, Mary Cornwell. Tumor. Tumor in her brain, right, brother? Elders called, anointed with oil in the name of the Lord, and she went to the doctor, and the tumor was gone. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. Faith is very reasonable. If you will work your faith, Because the Bible says in James, faith without works is dead. If you will dare to believe God's word, what wonderful miracles could happen in your life? What a wonderful miracle it is that Jesus has forgiven my sins. What a wonderful miracle it is that He has preserved me in health and in strength, and I stand before you today in excellent frame of mind. As it was said of the demoniac, there he was, seated and clothed and in his right mind. And people marvel and they say, how can you believe in Jesus? We don't even know Jesus ever existed. And I say to them, how can you possibly say that when history in the Bible is full of eyewitness accounts and stories and things that if you dare to believe, you will receive confirmation that they are true? How did you feel the day that you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? What difference did it make in your life? Were miracles, you know, spectacular miracles happening? Maybe not. But when your heart begins to change and transform from the inside, the miracle is beginning in you. Seeds are planted in your heart that if you germinate them, if they germinate and they are fed and they are watered, they grow and they spring up and fruit begins to be produced in your life that proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that Christ is your Lord and Savior. And each one of us is a walking testimony to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How do I know Jesus is alive? Because He saved my soul. Because He forgave my sins. Because He filled me with His Holy Spirit. And I know Him personally. And that's not good enough for some people. Say, well, your testimony and your personal relationship, God, does not prove anything to me. I'm not trying to prove anything to you. I'm merely giving the witness in my heart that Jesus has done something in my life. He has proven Himself to me because I dared leap out in faith and believe something I wasn't sure of, but it happened to me. And when it happens to you, you cannot deny it. Faith is very reasonable. One time there was a lady in a church that I attended long ago, had multiple sclerosis. And we did the same thing with that lady that we did with Sister Cornwell here. She was brought in, carried in. She could not walk. She could not move. She was sat in a chair, brought to the front of the church. We anointed with oil in the name of the Lord, and the Lord raised her up. And she walked out of that church. She couldn't even lay on her bed. She had to lay on the floor. Over and over again, God has proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that He exists and that He is available to you and I. Faith is very reasonable. Bible says, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool, white as snow. You know, it's a reasonable thing to have faith in Jesus because He proves Himself to you over and over. There's no disappointment in Jesus Christ. I can be disappointed in my behavior. I can sometimes come up here and think the biggest hypocrite in the church is now preaching. And nobody said amen, thank you. But sometimes I feel like I'm the worst possible candidate to tell anything about God to anybody. But Jesus says, go ahead anyway, because it's not you. It's what you need to say. This microphone is called a speaker. These are speakers, microphones. It's no virtue in itself. It just amplifies what is spoken. And I'm just amplifying the and speaking out the word that I believe to be true. But God's word needs to be spoken. And how can we hear if there's no preacher? How can there be a preacher if he's not sent? You see? So if we were waiting to be totally qualified before we ever said anything, nobody would say anything. By faith in what Jesus has done for me, I believe that I'm just the same as if I'm already walking the streets of gold. And I can boldly declare that I am saved and that I am being sanctified by His daily presence, by the Holy Spirit in my life, and that I will be glorified at the coming of the Lord if I overcome. See, you have to qualify this because Faith without works is dead. Just to know to do right and to do it not is sin. And a lot of things are not done because we're too afraid. We haven't got the guts to do it. We're afraid of our neighbor. We're afraid to look people in the eye. We're afraid to tell them about this wonderful message because they might not like us. Well, they might not be saved, and then you'll have their blood on your head. So we must be aware of the needs and the what others need. We have to get this eyes off of ourselves and how we feel and how, oh, this person might not like me. And we were talking about the stiff or the straight rebuke or the straight testimony that Mrs. White often had to give to people. She did not want to do it. It was not a popular thing to do. And she was very unpopular at many times in her life. But God told her to do it. We need to tell people about the need of salvation. The need of having faith in God. The need to be reconciled to God. We need to do this. And when our brother and sister errs, we need to be able to diplomatically tell them of their error and point them in the right direction. That's why we read the Bible, because it is given for reproof and instruction in righteousness. Is faith reasonable? Yes, it is. And I am so glad today that I am a Christian. Faith is a progressive walk and experience. You need to walk daily, read daily, pray daily, and just keep on keeping on. And the expression, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, 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 is always true. But you need to practice. Now, I've been practicing driving a school bus because I want to get a CDL license and I want to drive a school bus. I want to make money so that I can hold my head up in church and say, oh, look, I'm working and I'm supporting my family. Now, it's not a good thing if you're not doing that. But I'm learning by practice and practice and more practice to drive that bus. And I'll get better at it. And anything that is worthwhile doing is worthwhile doing right. If you're going to be a Christian, be the best that you can be. Practice, practice, practice until you get it right. Believe. Be faithful. Follow him. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And what does a fisherman do? Well, he baits his hook. He throws it in. And hopefully what's on that hook will attract a fish. The fish will bite and he'll bring it in. We are hook baiters. We are trying to show something in this word, in this church, in this faith walk that will attract others. We need to be fishers of men. We need to have others in mind. So by faith, we reach out to the community. We present the gospel, this very reasonable gospel. Amen. I am so happy today that faith is reasonable. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would reason with anyone here today that has ever doubted your existence, that has ever doubted that you hear and answer prayer. We also ask that your Holy Spirit would search our hearts as we go in to the communion and humility service, that we would search our hearts and make things right with our brother and sister so that the whole body would be unified and there would be nothing that would cause disunity here today. That you would bless it and glorify yourself in it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.